ब्रज जशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन चमन पीरवन चारि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
श्री प्रभुपाद की श्रीमद् भागवतम की भगवान प्रहलाद महाराज की गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातम् सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साधुयितं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्नवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् मुखं करोति वासलं पङ्गुलं हयतगिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं नमः So, we are going to celebrate Narasimha Chaturdashi very soon. That's why from today we will start hearing about Narasimha Deva's appearance and Prahlad Charitra. So in this regard, we'll have a katha in Bengali from tomorrow, but today, one day, I'll speak in English. I'll touch different aspects of this very important pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can take out that verse, Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnusmaranam. So, first I'll speak a section by section, few important subject matters that one should know in this regard. So, this is very important subject matter. What makes this subject matter so important? So, two things I'll mention to you. Why Prahlad Charitra is so important? So, the Vedic literatures, they give all kinds of knowledge. Everything is there in the Veda. The essence of Veda is given in Bhagavad Gita. Essence of Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapters Bhagavad Gita, essence of 18 chapters Bhagavad Gita is given in middle 6 chapters, 7 chapters, 7 to 12. Essence of this chapter is given in 9th chapter, Radha Vidya Rajagiham Pavitram Vidyamottapam. And essence of 9th chapter is given in the last verse of 9th chapter. What is the last verse of 9th chapter? What is the last verse of 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Manmana. Manmana means think about me, meditate on me, smaranam. It is smaranam. So that means the essence of everything is smaranam, remembering the Lord. Essence of everything, remembering the Lord. And we know there are Navavidha Bhakti, which was described by Prahlad Maharaj. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam, Ittipansarpita Vishnu, Bhaktischeda Navalakshanam, Kireta Bhagavatya Dhatatmane, Aditam Uttamam. Prahlad Maharaj told to his father. This Smarana Navavidha Bhakti, the example of practicing Navavidha Bhakti, most perfect way for Sravanam. Who is the example of Sravanam? Who is the example of Sravanam? Mataji is. Who is the example for hearing? Prabhuji? Parikshit Maharaj. Mataji is defeated. Okay, now I give another chance to Mataji. Kirtanam. Who is the example, best example of Kirtanam? Who is best example for speaking Harikatha, Bhagavat Katha? Yes. Sukadev Goswami. Looks like Mataji have to more systematically study. So, for Smaranam, who is the example of Smaranam? Babaji, who is the example of Smaranam? Prahlad Maharaj. So what I meant to say, the Smaranam, which is the essence, last words of Vedic teachings, Manmana. So Prahlad Maharaj is example for that. So that is the reason why this subject matter is so important. I'm going to give you three things. Why this is so important? What makes it so important? One more thing you will see in Bhagavatam. In every canto, there are many subject matters, many pastimes, many things has been described. But the seventh canto, almost whole seventh canto, you don't see any canto dedicated for one purpose except tenth canto for Krishna's pastimes. But here is almost whole seventh canto is so important. Is dedicating Bhagavat, dedicating almost whole one canto for this purpose. And this subject matter, not only Bhagavatam, many literatures, many Vedic literatures describing about Narasimhadeva's appearance and Prahlad Charitra. So that makes this important. One more thing also makes this chapter very important is when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in Jagannath Puri. Every day after taking darshan of Lord Jagannath, he used to go to Kota Gopinath, where Gadadhar Pandit used to live. Gadadhar Pandit was very good in giving Bhagavatam class, Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu would go every day and ask him, And Gadadhar would ask, Mahaprabhu, what topic should I read today? And what Mahaprabhu would reply? Every day he would say, you please describe me about Dhruva and Prahlad. So that makes this Prahlad Charitra so important. So thus I gave you 3-4 different descriptions why this subject matter is so important. Okay? So next topic I'll describe you why at all this subject matter came for discussion. The subject matter was discussed between who was discussing about the subject matter. Narada Muni spoke to Yudhishthira Maharaj, but Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami described to Parikshit Maharaj. Why? Why this topic came for discussion? That I will tell you. So Parikshit Maharaj asking a question. Towards the end of 6th canto of Bhagavatam, it has been described that how Lord took the sight of the demigods and demons were defeated. So Parikshit Maharaj, that developed a doubt in the mind of Parikshit Maharaj. I am telling you why this description came for this to be discussed. So Parikshit Maharaj developed a doubt. He told my dear Gurudev, I have been hearing all the time the Supreme Personality of God is impartial. Samaham sarvatyasu namme dosastina priya. Then now we see, so that is partiality. That is partiality. God is doing partiality. God should be equal to everybody. But he is taking the side of demigods. Then how can we say he is impartial? Have you heard this question before? Any of you? What is the answer? Tell in one line. What answer Sukadeva Goswami gave? Yes. Then his partiality, he is more of his devotees. You have to prove he is equal to everybody. So Sukadeva Goswami giving a deep, thoughtful answer to this. What is happening? God taking the side of demigods, devatas, they are become victorious. And demons are killed. So Parikshit is partial. Sukadeva Goswami giving very philosophical, thoughtful answer to this. Please listen. He said, no. What is happening? Not always the demigods are victorious. Sometimes demons are victorious. Yes or no? First demons are victorious, then only demigods become victorious.
First demons give hard time to all the demigods. After so much suffering, then only God comes. Okay, I'll save you. By that time, all Muni receives all of it. So he's explaining that sometimes demons are getting also victorious. Sometimes demigods are getting victorious. So when demons are getting victorious, who is responsible for that? Because of whom? Because I'm God or not God? Who is making demons victorious? So Sukadeva Goswami explaining. This somebody become victorious, somebody is defeated. Why that happens? That is because of influence of three modes of material nature. When mode of goodness is dominating, predominant on this universe, hear carefully. When the mode of goodness dominates this earth, planet or universe, that time devatas, muni, rishis, they become very powerful. So they dominate. They defeat demons. Okay? But when the influence of mode of passion is dominating, doesn't matter what Bhagavan takes side of demigods, that demons will be victorious. You understand? So what makes them victorious? What makes them victorious? Modes of material nature. When modes of material nature is mode of goodness more powerful, dominating, demigods will be victorious. Mode of passion is dominating, then asura will be victorious. And mode of ignorance dominating, will be victorious. Jaksha rakshasa will be victorious. You understand? Did you got this point? No. She is thinking. Could not catch it? Whichever mode of material nature is more powerful, that groups, they become victorious. Sometimes demigods, sometimes asuras, sometimes jaksha rakshasas. Okay? So, who is within the mode of material nature? Mode of material nature is inert, no power. Who makes material nature activates? God. So God is there in the mode of goodness. He is there in the mode of passion. He is there in the mode of ignorance. You have to help me. Okay? He is there in the mode of ignorance. So God is there in the mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance. So if mode of material nature is responsible for victory, then within mode of material nature, God is there. So ultimately, who is responsible for the victory? Loudly. So God is responsible for the victory of demigods. God is responsible for the victory of demons. Because demons become victorious because of mode of passion. Within mode of passion, Bhagavan is there. And he is responsible for the victory of jaksha and rakshasas. So whichever, because this material world, material runs under the influence of who makes modes of materialness activates? That is a kala. The whole material constituent manifestance runs into kala. Kala means time. And who is this kala? Not energy. Kalas aham. It's another form of Krishna. Kalasmi aham. So thus Sukadeva Goswami described how everyone's defeat and victory coming from God. You are all satisfied with this answer of Sukadeva Goswami? Are you satisfied? Yes or no?
Yes.
You have any more questions? Do you feel some doubts, some questions could be there? But Parikshit Maharaj has one question. No, I don't want to go that detail. I'm just saying, in this regard, Sukadeva Goswami gave answer that God is impartial because He is helping everybody for their victory. Then Parikshit Maharaj said, okay, I accept that. But what we see when demigods and demons are fighting, on which side God is standing? Demon side, is he standing? Parikrama, I accept Bhagavan entering into the mode of material nature, he is making victorious. But still he is partial. Why partial? Devata and Asura, when they are fighting, that we can see Devata side, Narayana is standing there fighting. We have never seen Narayana standing the side of demons. That is his partial. We can't see Narayana with the demons. And Sukadeva Goswami said, no, no, no. He is in every side. But he cannot see. You can see when Narayana is there with in the side of demigods, you can see him. But when in the side of demons and rakshasas, you cannot see him. Why can't we see him? Then Sukadeva Goswami giving example, like a dark room. You know the modes of material nature compared to mode of goodness is the fire, and mode of passion is the smoke, and mode of ignorance is what could be? Mode of goodness is fire, mode of passion is the smoke, mode of ignorance is? I am talking about fire and smoke. Where smokes come from? Smoke comes from? Smoke comes from wood. One wood will get fire, then smokes comes. No? So three things you should remember. Fire is mode of goodness. Smoke is mode of passion. And wood is mode of ignorance. So in a dark room, I am explaining you why we cannot see God in every places with demons, demigods and rakshasas. Why we can see God only in demigod side? Okay, that is the question. So we compared mode of goodness to fire, mode of passion to smoke, mode of ignorance to wood. So there is a dark room. If a piece of wood is lying there, can you see anything? Can you see?
No.
The dark room is smoke. Can you see? Can you see?
No.
The dark room is a fire. Can you see?
Yes.
Yes. So that is the answer. So that is the answer. Mode of goodness is prakasakam. It shows you. That's why one can see these demigods are mode of goodness. And Lord is acting on his behalf, you can see. But demons and jakhya rakhyasa, you can see. That wood and fire, wood and smoke, passion and ignorance. So, in this way, Sukadeva Goswami is establishing that how Lord is impartial. But why Krishna becoming inimical to him? Why Krishna becomes inimical? We don't see becoming inimical to demigods, devatas. Why is he inimical to demons? So Prabhupada saying, why is he becoming inimical? Because Krishna has a quality जो जत्था मांग प्रबद्धंत तंग तथा मजाम हम बिकॉज सम पीपल दे वांट टू सी कृष्णा एज एनिमी कृष्णा इज नॉट एनिमी बिकॉज सम पीपल सी कृष्णा एज एनिमी सो कृष्णा टेंडेंसी इज एज यू लाइक टू सी मी आई विल शो यू अकॉर्डिंगली सो इट इज नॉट कृष्णा'स फॉल्ट इफ पीपल सी कृष्णा एज एनिमी सो कृष्णा हैज टू बिहेव एज एनिमी which means not for his own reason. Krishna does not have his own reason to become inimical to others. Because he is not lacking anything. He has everything. Why become inimical to you? Why become inimical to demons? He is not becoming inimical to demons for his one purpose. He is behaving like apparent inimical because demons see him as enemy. So he has to reciprocate as inimical. But still, even if with inimical mood, he brings great benefit to demons also. In this description, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is describing how the demons are more Krishna conscious than the devotees. Demons are more Krishna conscious than the devotees. Yes. Very nice, giving nice example. He's giving a nice example of two insects. One is insects going to kill another one. So out of fear looking, out of fear looking, and he becomes like that also. So the demons, even if inimically thinking, not like Hiranyakasipu. Always thinking, where is Vishnu? Where is Vishnu? I have to get Vishnu, right? So eager. At least better than us. We are not so eager. Ravana is eagerly waiting. Rama, always thinking of Rama. And the Kansa is sleeping in his dream, his Akan, always thinking, oh, where is my Krishna? And see Krishna. So his smaranam so deep. Somewhere I read Vishwanatha Chakravarti, somebody writing, the Kansa riding on staircase. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. As soon as he put his step on 8th step, he remembered Krishna. Why? He is 8th child of Devadatta. He is so Krishna conscious. Eighth number reminds us the gopis, they see the clouds, they see the peacock. So Kansa was so Krishna conscious. Eighth number mentions Krishna. So deeply they think. About Krishna. So very nice description, you should read that chapter, the first chapter. How Sukadeva Goswami is very eloquently describing. At one point, it has been stated that they are more deep into Krishna, thinking Krishna than the devotees also, but unfavorable mood. Our instruction, Anukulana Krishna Anusulanam, but their mood is unfavorable, between unfavorable still. What happens to them? So in this regard, to explain this subject matter more elaborately, Srila Sukadeva Goswami reciting, describing one incidence to Parikshit Maharaj. The incidence he is going to quote now, not his description, he is quoting a description given by Narad Muni to Yudhishthir Maharaj. Narad Muni describing to Yudhishthir Maharaj. When he was describing this, there is arrangement for Rajasuya Yajna. What Yajna? That Sishupala throat was cut. Rajasuya Yajna. and Shishupala from his childhood is very inimical to Krishna. He is relative of Krishna, some family relatives. And Krishna told Shishupala's mother, I'll tolerate him for 100 times scolding me. And 100th time, I'll give a good prize to him. Awards. So Shishupala and Rajasa Yajna, rebuking Krishna, rebuking. Krishna tolerating. 60, 70, 80, 90, 95, 100. Then Krishna awarded Shishupala by sending his Sudarshan Chakra. When Sudarshan Chakra went and chopped up Shishupala's head, then Shishupala's the spirit soul came out from his body, and everybody could see, in front of everybody, they could see Shishupala's Atma. Shishupala has Atma or not? Shishupala has Atma or no Atma? He has Atma? You have Atma? We don't have Atma. We are Atma. We don't have Atma. We are Atma. Shishupala Atma. So entered into Krishna's body. So anybody could see that. So that time, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked this question. How surprising is this? That this Shishupala, this fellow I see from his childhood, since when he was not able to speak properly, he was speaking broken language. Since then this fellow is rebuking Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what he achieved? So much rebuking. What he achieved? All monies, yogis, many lives by their sadhana, they get the sajujya mukti. There are two kinds of sajujya mukti. One is Brahma sajujya and Ishvara sajujya. So this is Maharaj, how is it possible that for what is achieved by big muni rishis, yogi, jnanis, after many lives, and this fellow who is scolding, rebuking Krishna from his childhood, he achieved that in front of everybody. What he has done, he should have sent to hell to remain eternally in hell. He should have white leprosy on his tongue, sterling like that. Instead of all these things, how that happened? It's so inimical. So Goswami quoting this conversation between Narad Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj. To explain to Parikshit Maharaj, to see, inimical people had that chip. So in that context, this is the why Sukadeva Goswami has to quote this description of Prahlad Maharaj and Narasimha Bhagavan. So to make that philosophy understandable, so Sukadeva Goswami will quote this conversation between Narad Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj. So now, I described you on which context this description was put forward in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll come to subject matter now, as much as time we have. So two things in this description. The whole Bhagavatam is narrated on two things, Bhakta and Bhagavan, yes or no? Is there any other role except Bhakta and Bhagavan? Is there any other roles in Puranic literatures? Bhakta and Bhagavan? Any other party plays a very measurable role? Narad Muni? Ramayana, would Ramayana become complete if Ravana is not there? Huh? Yes or no? Ramayana means Ravana has to be described. Narasimha Bhagavan appears, Hiranyakashipu has to be described. Krishna means Kamsa has to be described. So they have a very major role also. Actually, Bhagavan's pastime starts on the basis of demons. Isn't that it? He comes to the material world. If demons would not come, would not be so fortunate. He comes fast, he sends them, okay, go. You fast, you start your pastimes, then my start pastimes will follow your pastimes. Isn't that it? Fast, demons' pastimes starts. Then only Bhagavan's pastime starts. Right? Asura lila, then Bhagavan lila follows. So how Asura lila has started? So for any pastime of Supreme Personality of Godhead in this material world, for each and every pastimes, that is one reason. Yes or no? There is a reason or not? But not one reason. There are many, many reasons. Bhagavan comes and make one pastimes and he fulfills many reasons by one pastimes. Fulfills desires of many things. Somebody cursed, somebody gave boon and everything in one pastime fulfilled. Everyone gets a result at a stroke, one stroke, everything done. So in Vaikuntha, all of you know the reasons why Bhagavan comes here, the material world, paritranaya sadhanang vinashat duskritang dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juga juga. So why he comes here we know, but why he leaves that place? You can say, oh, to come here he has to leave that place, or how will come here? Not only that, that the reason also, he makes reasons. Not only he makes reasons why he comes here, he creates some reasons why he has to live from there. So I will describe few reasons about Narayan, why he has to come for these pastimes to this material world. Okay? So in Vaikuntha, so one day, Narayana was lying on the bed. Lakshmi Devi was massaging his lotus feet. So Narayana's body is very soft, very tender, very, very soft. Narayana's transcendental body. How soft? As soft as? You can't say as soft as? As soft as? Lotus petal? As soft as? Butter? As soft as? Cotton? Why you have not heard all these things? As soft as cotton, as lotus petals. And as soft as, he's saying as soft as milk foam. Somewhere I read, I have to check whether as soft as it is describing about pillow the Lord Krishna is using on Jhulam Jatra, as soft as milk foam or as white as milk foam, something like that. Whatever it is, so soft, Lord's body, transcendental body. So Lakshmi Devi was messaging his transcendental lotus feet. And one question arised. She asked Lord Narayan, "Oh my dear Lord, I have heard that you fight with demons. But this demon's body is like stone. Stone? Yes? Like stone? No, like iron. Stone will break. Iron will not break. Shriya Sarvashya says, their body is like iron. And your body is like a lotus flower, so soft. How do you fight with these great, great demons? So Lord Vishnu smiled. Oh, you want to see how I fight with demons? Okay, one day I'll show you how I fight. So this is one desire. He created a reason. Krishna keeping all the reasons together, gathering all the reasons. So he will make a plan to live by Krishna. Okay, I'll fulfill your desire. One day I'll show you how I fight with demons. In one day, in Vaikuntha, Jaya Vijay, they were sitting at the gate, a security man. They're gossiping. Vaikuntha, they gossip. Prajalpa is there in Vaikuntha. Is there Prajalpa in Vaikuntha or not? But some relaxing talk is there. If Gramya Katha is some relaxing, they're relaxing. And their Prajalpa is also about Krishna, about Narayan. So both discussing. The discussion is Jaya Vijaya talking to each other. That our Lord, He's supreme personal to Godhead. He's Bhagavan. He's Anandam Brahma. Anandamaya Dasat. He's supposed to enjoy all kinds of pleasure. But Jaya Vijaya observed, and our Lord, though He is supposed to enjoy all kinds of pleasure, one pleasure He is lacking. One kind of pleasure He is not getting in this Vaikuntha. You must have heard before. What pleasure? Wrestling. Not fighting exactly. Wrestling. The gentle way of saying wrestling. Wrestling or fighting. Wrestling. They enjoy one desire by wrestling. Our Lord is not getting that. So they're thinking how our Lord can get that enjoyment. So Jaya Vijaya thinking to themselves, we are only qualified to give Lord pleasure like this. We can wrestling with the Lord. But then they're thinking, we are His servants. How can we wrestle with Him? Unless we become inimical, the wrestling will not be so interesting. But Narayan sitting in the room, he's antarjami. So he realized, oh, my servants, my devotees, they want to give me pleasure by doing wrestling with me. Okay, tathastu. Your desire will be fulfilled. Lakshmi's desire will be fulfilled. Jaya Vijaya's desire will be fulfilled. Then one more reason. Two reason, one more reason. What is the real super region? You all know that from Bhagavatam. No, for blood. No, the region over there. That those Chatushkumar came, na? When the Chatushkumar came, they wanted to enter into Vaikuntha. Then Jaya Vijaya stopped. So big argument. Chatushkumar said, you guys are unqualified to stay here. This is Vaikuntha, but you have Kuntha. You fellows should go to the material world. But Lord Narayan could hear from inside the palace. There is some noise going on at the gate. Some problem is there. So Narayan told Lakshmi Devi, come with me. There is some problem you have set out. So whenever there is some problem, you take your wife with you. It is easy to resolve if your wife is with you. So they went to get and they found Chatushkumar wanted to go. Jaya Vijaya stopped. Has Jaya Vijaya done anything wrong by stopping them? Should have they stopped or not? Question to you. Is Jaya Vijaya's mistake stopping Chatushkumar? Who can reply? Did they mistake? No. Because Chatushkumar by that time they are not devotee. There are some other groups people. So they stopped. They have not done anything wrong. But Chatushkumar is great Brahmanas. Who when Narayan came, there's argument fighting between my devotee and Brahmanas, my servant and Brahmanas. So how to resolve this? If somebody, you have a security man, some person come and fight with your security man, what will do? You'll go out and will take side of your security man. No? Why you are trespassers getting inside? But Narayan is very good manager. He's expert manager. Instead of taking side of Jai Vijay, Narayan started to scold and shout at Jai Vijay. How you dare to stop these people? You know, they're great Brahmanas. You know, how I became Bhagavan? I have become Bhagavan because of their blessings. They blessed me, that's why I become Bhagavan. You know, why Lakshmi Devi is always staying with me on my chest? Because I take the dust of the lotus feet and I put on my head. So that makes me so powerful. And you dare to stop them. So Jai Vijay are hearing, Chattish Kumar are hearing also. But by hearing Narayan getting on Jai Vijay's case, Chattish Kumar becoming scared. So what is wrong? Why Lord is chastising them? We have done the wrong. So Lord, they are thinking indirectly Lord is chastising us. Indirectly chastising us. Chattish was very surprised. The Lord is chastising. By that time, Chattish Kumar completely cooled down, okay? So he's so expert manager. Instead of chastising Chattish, he first chastised one people. So automatically they cooled down. So after they cooled down, then Lord Narayan said to Chattish Kumar, hey, they have done a mistake. First he was very angry. You people must be punished. You must get punishment. Then he turned to Chattish Kumar. They have done mistake. He punished them, but some light punishment for them. Light punishment. Then Chattish Kumar said, okay. Because already I have told you have to leave Vaikuntha and you have to go to material world. That will happen. That I cannot stop. But I can give you a choice. What do you want? You have to choose. You have to go to material world and take 7 times birth there as a devotee. You want to take birth as 7 times. Or you take birth as demon, but 3 times you come back. You choose what you want. Give a choice. And Jai Vijay thinking, 7 times? For so long we will stay away from Vaikuntha. No. You make us demon. 3 times we will come back. So they choose that. That is their desire. Chattish Kumar desire. And Lord also desire. Lord has desire. They become demon, go to the material world so he can have wrestling with them. Same this, the different regions. Non-stop, Lakshmi Devi's desire will be fulfilled. Jai Vijay's desire will be fulfilled. Chattish Kumar's desire will be fulfilled. So this is the region there in spiritual world, in Vaikuntha. That time what is happening in this material world? Diti, Aditi, Kashyapa Muni, he had gone for doing his tapasya, whatever rituals he does. So evening time he has come back, evening time. That time Diti, how many wives Kashyapa Muni has? 16? And some 16 or 13, something like that. Kashyapa Muni is Prajapati. Now he's Prajapati. He has one wife, all demigods took birth. One wife, all demons took birth. One wife, all snakes took birth. Right? One wife, all Danavas took birth. You know that? From which wife all demigods took birth? Aditi. From Aditi, all Adityas, demigods took birth. from Diti, all Daityas, the demons to birth. From Dano, all Danavas that took birth. From Kadru, all snakes took birth. From Vinata, all birds took birth. You know, all different species that took birth from different wives of Kashyapa Muni. So that evening he had come back and he had done his tarpan, sandhya, rituals. At that time, Diti being inspired by Daiva, she develops a strong desire to get son, I want a child, son, evening time. Kashyapa Muni tried to pacify her, no, don't try for that. This time is very bad time. This muhurta is not good. The early morning is called Brahma Muhurta. And evening is known as Vishnu Muhurta. Early morning is Brahma Muhurta. And evening time, what Muhurta? Shiva Muhurta. Shiva. Evening time, riding on bull, he moves. He watches everything, evening time. So Shiva is elder brother of Kashyapa Muni. So Kashyapa Muni said, this is a good time for conceiving child. So Shiva is moving, Shiva Muhurta, very inauspicious. But she insisted, because she is being forced, compelled by Daiva. So she developed, now I want a child. Then Kashyapa Muni said, yes, you will get child, the child will conceive. That will be the cause of the distress of the whole universe. That will give troubles to all Muni, rishis and demigods. But she was insisting. Then Kashyapa Muni impregnated. Jaya Bija came into the womb of Diti. So when they appeared in the womb, Kashyapa Muni was forecasting when these two child will take birth, then all the calamities, disturbance will be created. And Bhagavatam describes what to speak of after taking birth. So much disturbance and calamities will happen in this Brahmanda. These two entities are so powerful, they are not some ordinary living entity, the Jaya Bijaya. When they come into the womb of Diti, what to speak of after taking birth, when in the womb also, that time so much disturbances took place, so much calamities and disturbances were taking place. Then finally, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, Jaya Bijaya, both of them, they appeared as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. One is elder brother, one is younger brother. Who is elder brother? Who is younger brother? Who is elder? Hiranyakashipu elder. Hiranyakashipu is younger. Hiranyaksha is? How many say Hiranyakashipu is younger? Raise your hand. Okay. How many say Hiranyaksha is younger? Raise your hand. Some say Hiranyakashipu is elder, some say Hiranyaksha is elder. Why? Because some Shastra says like that. Some Shastra say Hiranyakashipu elder, Hiranyaksha is younger. Some other Shastra says Hiranyaksha is elder, Hiranyakashipu is younger. So our Acharya is giving a solution to this. Solution is, out of both Jaya Vijaya, who first entered into the womb, he is the elder who entered. Okay. The next one came, he is younger. But when they came out of the womb,
The one who came after, he came first out of them, so he's the elder. So in this way, both Hiranyaka and Hiranyakashipu, they played the role of younger brother and elder brother, both. So everybody is correct in this sense. Very interesting descriptions. So this is how Hiranyaka and Hiranyakashipu, they manifested. So today, I described about the appearance of Hiranyaka and Hiranyakashipu. So this description will continue. Then how Hiranyakashipu, first Hiranyaksha was killed, Hiranyakashipu became very angry. He told demons to destroy everything, all Brahminical culture, because the Vishnu becoming powerful because demigods. Demigods become powerful because of Brahmanas. Brahmanas are being powerful by doing yajna because of ghee and wood. So he destroy, kill Brahmanas, kill cows. So I will kill Vishnu. So that was his plan. Then, but unfortunately, he got a son, very Krishna conscious son. So there is another question, why such a great demon happened to such a great devotee? There is a nice description in different Puranas. Why great demon has a son like a great devotee? What is the reason? Different Puran describes about that. And also you will hear in due course of time, Bhagavatam describes only one verse, how Prahlad was tortured by Hiranyakashipu, but Vishnu Puran describes few chapters, how different processes that Hiranyakashipu followed to kill Prahlad Maharaj. He's telling demons, put him on the fire, put him in front of snakes, so many ways. But no way they could kill. They could kill Prahlad Maharaj. Then one day all the demons, they went to Prahlad Maharaj. They said, Prahlad, please die. Why don't you die? We're trying so much. Why don't you die? Please die. Prahlad said, how can I die? What you are doing to me, you are not going to kill me. You are doing favor to me. If anybody remembers, everybody tell this. If one of you can remember, Prahlad Maharaj said, how can I die? What are you doing to me? I am getting protected. How can I be killed? You are putting me into fire, into the snake, giving me poison. Anybody remember? No? Previous years? Pajana Maharaj? Janana? Prati vacharta bolse kathara? Prati vacharta bolse. Prahlad Maharaj said, you are putting me into fire. But what is fire? The fire mouth of my father. How can you fire mouth of your father? Yes. Who is your father? Vishnu is my father. How fire is his mouth? Because people they put into fire to feed my father. They put into yajna fire. That's a fire is mouth of my father. If you put into fire, how can I finish there? You are putting me in front of the snakes. But snake is the bed of my father. Which snake is the bed of his father? Ananta says it's the bed of my father. So how can snakes kill me? And most interestingly, last thing Prahlad said, you are feeding me poison. But how poison can kill me? Poison is my uncle. Adaji, how can you poison uncle? How Prahlad Maharaj, his understanding is, that's why it has been stated, that the devotee is tabara jangama dekhe nadekhetar murti sarvatra hai istadu. This is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. That is why he was not killed. He saw fire. He's put into fire. He's put into snakes. His consciousness was like that. He's given poison. Was drinking poison, thinking it's my uncle. How poison can be your uncle? If poison is brother of my mother. Who is your uncle? Brother of his uncle, right? Brother of your mother is uncle, mama, right? Yes or no? Yes or no? Okay. So, he is my mother's brother. Who is my mother? Who is Prahlad's mother? Lakshmi Devi is my mother.
How poison become Lakshmana's brother? Because both of them took birth from ocean. From ocean Lakshmana took birth. From ocean poison also took birth. So there is that brother and sister. Since this poison is my uncle, so my uncle will kill me. So this is Krishna consciousness. So like this you will hear more things. That's the Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Gaura.